In Unity, we have a wonderful publication that's a daily inspiration for us to read, to have it become a part of us. And I will be asking Linda to come forward to read our daily word. And I'll invite you to then join with me following that and moving into a time of meditation, a time of mindfulness and prayer.
Thank you. Today's word, the 10th of December, is peace. And the affirmation is, peace is the song of my heart. As the Advent journey continues, I seek to embody peace. No matter what might be happening around me, I can rise above that which troubles and distracts me, all that takes my attention away from my spiritual life and my relationship with God. Peace is always mine, an aspect of my divine identity. When peace feels far away, I take it as a cue to center myself in spirit. I return to the practices that calm my mind and open my heart. As I relax and enter the silence, I touch the peace and perfection of God and claim that peace as my own. Returning to activity, I carry peace with me. I bring harmony to my interactions, calm to my reactions, and tranquility to every corner of my life. I won't just be peaceful, I will be peace itself. And from Jude chapter 1, verse 2, may mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Peace is the song of my heart.
Thank you, Linda, for sharing our daily word for today. Ah, dear friends, I invite you now into this very sacred self time. A time to breathe into, to relax into, to let go of the busyness of the days ahead, the busyness of the past week, and to just be present in this now moment. So I will begin by toning our singing bowl, which musically and energetically resonates at the level of love, at the level of the heart chakra. So let this move through your very body as it energetically engages with that higher consciousness in the heart of your being. So as we continue to breathe deeply, it shifts. It shifts us energetically into a different space within the core of who we are. And sometimes we spend a lot of time in the busyness of our outer human minds. This enables us a time of peacefulness, a time of rest, a time of replenishment. So I invite you to notice the breath, allowing it to come in through your entire body, down through your torso, down through your legs, into Mother Earth, and then to move back up through you and to be exhaled, recognizing this is the pattern of all creation, the inflow and the outflow, ever ongoing, of which we are a part, and of which, as we become more conscious of, we are enabled to engage in that which is greater than just our human physical self. We are able to consciously choose to move into the allness and the oneness. That is what we would call the creative energy that is God. And that creative energy is the oneness of all that is, all that ever has been, all that is now, and all that is becoming, is a creative expression of energy that we call love. Love from that absolute concept of infinite spirit and presence. And so we open our minds and our hearts to allow this flow of light and of love to move through us, to heal us, to awaken us to that which is greater than just outer appearances, to remind us of the vastness of infinite source and supply that is the energy of all being. And as we do so, blinders fall away from that sense of outer limitation as we move into the realm of limitless supply, source, and love. And so we breathe and we become, and we allow ourselves to resonate at that energetic level that is at one with the allness of all creation. And it's something that we experience and that we feel more than having an outer understanding. So this is choicefully allowing that which might be mystical, that might which be the unknown, just allowing ourselves to be present to what is. And so we rest for a moment in that which is universal energy, wholeness, oneness, that which is love. And we let it fill us. We let it touch every cell of our being. We let it shine a light that heals away those parts of us that feel separate or alone, in order to feel embraced and uplifted, inspired and blessed. As we rest for a moment in communion with this oneness, in silence. Oh, and as we just breathe into this light, as we relax and as we let go, from this place of the light that fills us and lifts us up, from this place of love that opens our hearts, our very being, to connect with others, to be part of the flow and the weave of our universe. We take a moment now to bless the prayer requests in our prayer box and to speak aloud the names of loved ones, family, friends, those we would wish to bless, especially at this time. Barbara, Judith, Karen, Bob, Jolene, Richard, Sue Ann, Wanda, Mary Dale, Warren, Joyce, Donlan, Jocelyn, Kelsey, Bill, Mike, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries, our world leaders and countries everywhere who are facing challenge and disruption. We give thanks for this activity of love that transcends our outer human experience and moves in and through the allness of everlasting beingness. And so, beloved Mother, Father, God, we say thank you in and through your name and the mighty power that is the allness, that is love. And so it is. Amen.
Behold this star, this wondrous star that leads to Christ in you. The wise men followed from afar and found the promise true. Oh, let the bells in rapture ring, in peace, in joy, in the heart. For he is come, who shall be king, the Christ in every heart. Upon this day, his love supreme relights the inner what is in a dream, awake to know his name. For he is here whom we adore, a happy thought.